much.
In the water. You want to bet?
Throw it back. Can I hit the net?
No. Why do you want to hit it?
I just want to hit it, man.
Okay.
No, don't go. No. Hey, bro, don't do that. Hey.
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. We are broadcasting live from the beautiful village of Cary, Illinois. My name is, like I said, Randy Scott, and this is your megaphone. This is your microphone, and this is your podcast. This is an independent venture from me to bridge the gap between social media and make a more, like a better forum for us to, like social media, we get, you know, it's, you make a comment and it gets buried. You go to bed uneasy. And this is kind of a way for us to discuss and talk about the community. That was a video that I showed at the meeting of we had our live watch party. It wasn't live, it was a little bit after the meeting, but we had our watch party and we watched the village board meeting and our village officials go through the recent Maplewood development, and we thanked them for taking that on. But then we also looked at how kids need mentors now these days, and that's we're going to touch a little bit on that today. Just they now more than ever, like they're going to grow up with a different world than we grew up with. So it's worth talking about. You know, we all see it happening around us. So I think you know, we need to be advocates for a good tomorrow for our kids and their kids. I wanted to jump into just some local events. Cary Park District Wintercraft Adventure, Polar Bears and Penguins. Bundle up and join us for a frosty, fun-filled morning of creativity. Little Hands will get crafty and winter-themed projects featuring polar bears and penguins. That's on the 25th. Check that out. And then as everything does go smoothly here, there is a machine that just kicked on in this warehouse that I turned into a studio. So give me one moment. And let me turn that off, and then we'll get back into it.
Here's a song coming your way right now. Nowhere to Run To by Martha and the Vandellas.
Yes!
Hey, you know what I mean.
Too much?
Okay, we're back. Welcome back. And then also... What else do we have? Cary Grove girls basketball. Trojans win 58-29 over Prairie Ridge. Congratulations to them. Tonight's game day for Trojans at Prairie Ridge. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. So we wish them a fun game out there at PR. Oh, it's a home game. So go CG. MCC, get a jump on summer plans. MCC's kids and college summer program returns June 2nd through August 8th. Get your best choice of classes registering early. Programs includes STEAM, not STEM, STEAM, arts, culinary, and more for students entertaining grades 1 through 9. Cary, Illinois doesn't post on X. They post on Facebook periodically, but I when I go through to make the show, I get like I'll hop on Twitter and see what they have, and I follow Cary, North Carolina, because they have a lot of fun. They do a lot of fun stuff, and I saw this just today. I didn't know this even existed. Downtown Cary Park. And it looks pretty magical if you go to downtowncarypark.com. Pretty immersive. And it reminds me of the old timber town a little bit. Take a look at that. There's like, it's just got that magic to it, to where it, you know, it's not like a carbon copy park. It's a, like there's, like culture, and you can tell that people's hands have made it. It's not just a carbon copy. Not to say that our current timber town is not awesome with the splash pad, but yeah, check that out if you're looking for some inspiration. Northwest Herald reports that a family from Antioch, We Buy Ugly Houses franchise, they won a $20,000 for the Habitat for Humanity Lake County to flip their house, their fox-like home. I wanted to touch on this a little bit. I did some brief research of We Buy Ugly Houses, and that kind of always puts up, like, you should always, we get this stuff in the mail, like, hey, we'll buy your house. You don't have to do anything. Give us cash. And I like to provide value when I can, where I can, to you. So it's not just me regurgitating headlines and local events. The We Buy Ugly Houses is a Blackstone, which is BlackRock Vanguard. So use that information how you may. And I'm sure I just made a few lists by just mentioning them on this podcast. But we saw it start with the Cash for Clunkers, then it moved to Give Us Your Gold, We'll Buy Your Gold for Cash. Now they're going for homes. Just be careful who you do business with, and be an advocate for for holding on to what you can. It kind of merges into privacy and property rights. Northwest Herald also reports, can you please show us your ID? Illinoisans can anticipate whipping out their phones to display driver's license instead of digging into their wallets this year. We're kind of seeing this thrusted upon nationally. It's kind of a, you know, we're seeing it go. And I always bring this back to, like, my kids. And I'm a big advocate for property rights. I'm a big advocate for privacy. There's a whole lot of stuff that goes on. I mean, we all know privacy stuff. And all of us think, like, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, why do you have to care about privacy? Because for this very fact, like I just mentioned the buy homes thing, and I see it, like, when I upload these videos, like, every word that I speak is translated, and then it's optimized to, but it's harmless. It's only to show me ads. But I think, like, down the road, the challenges my kids are going to have to navigate through, when that ultimately gets to full effect. And now more than ever, we need parents to step up and advocate for a world that we had. I'm not against progress. We need to have our feet. We need to dig in. And, you know, make sure our kids grow up in a world that we are happy with handing over. You'll see me, the Department of Government Efficiency. I'm a huge fan of efficiency, first of all. I like running lean while still providing services. And I want to touch on this because I do... bring up these Department of Government Efficiency posts once in a while. And it's important to, for anybody, like, if there's a, like, I try to keep it a PG. If this is ever seen in, like, a school or anything, to be like, hey, this guy's speaking up and standing up and trying to stand up for his kids and his family and the community. It's important to not just blindly trust and sign your name to any organization, person, politician, or anything. So I wanted to... this one was just hitting on the penny cost over 3 cents to make and cost U.S. taxpayers over $179 million. The mint produced over 4.5 billion pennies. Pretty much saying that the penny costs 3 cents to make. And I think for our children's future, physical money and keeping that around is huge. I think keeping that stable and keeping that around and keeping that secure and having it to where it's not all smartphone based is big. Just for our kids. And I think there's a lot of folks, I'm just kind of putting it out there. This is how I think. And it's kind of a different dynamic. I'm not, like, afraid of change, but there's just a lot of moving pieces. There's a lot of moving pieces to, it's different than, like, well, you're afraid of change. Like, you know, they're changing the format of Netflix. That's a different layout. or they're changing the play place at McDonald's, something like that. This is like this is a whole different world that they're going to be growing up in, and it's going to require the adults shaping that world and standing up for their families and their children. And I'd rather see them address the inflation issue than have the first raindrop of getting rid of physical money. Obviously, I've been in the battle for a while for maintaining the world that I once knew for my children. If that gives you any insight of why that exists. And then, who remembers this sign? I wanna go back to that, Carrie. It's a new world, and our kids are gonna like the video that I showed with the kid coming across those two older kids with the vape pen. And there's, you know, now that I've dug into it, I think nicotine's the least of your worries when it comes to stuff that's in like nicotine pouches and other products like that. There's other chemicals that are probably more addictive than nicotine. So we just have to watch out for our kids. And like I've seen it like going on calls of like, you know, you see like they have their vaping, the kids are vaping and they're getting these little sticks from they're gonna cut that. The kids are vaping. And vaping and the nicotine issue is this one dynamic of how we have to be advocates for our children. And I think that's what those two older kids were doing in that situation. They were like, you don't need to be doing this. And there's a stronghold, you know, it's hard. Like when I was firefighting, I got into chewing tobacco and then I stopped immediately. And did, the nicotine pouches. And it was hard to get off of it. And that was with the mindset of the world under my belt and kind of mitigating, okay, there's an economic force here. There's a marketing force here. There's some other forces. There's a chemical force. There's a social force and a psychological force at play. I was old enough to understand that and go through that bone tree of stuff to be like, okay, this needs to stop. Our kids don't have that. Our kids don't have that, the tools in their toolbox to be able to reference back on and understand what that is. And that's where we come into play. And I hope you're starting to see why some of these things exist. And then one thing, government efficiency, I'm big on. I like the idea of it. I like the challenge of it. I like the rewards that could come from it for the community. So like I touched on this yesterday. I'll play this video for you.
Bumper cars have electric motors. The electricity runs from the rod that touches the ceiling through the electric motor in the car and then to the floor. So you don't get a shock from the floor unless you can touch the ceiling at the same time. Otherwise, it's not a complete circuit. Sirens!
I grew up with Bill Nye in the classroom. So I have a space in my heart for him. He got squirrely on us. And I still appreciate his words and I read his books. But I play that video for you because bumper cars can apply to village operations. And how so, Randy? Well I used to work for Six Flags when I would work at a hospital overnight, and then I would drive to Six Flags and operate the Giant Drop, Raging Bull, River Rocker, Ricochet, V2, Raging Bull, and I would open them up in the morning, and not maintenance wise, but like operations, like starting them, and you'd run all of them through a few times. And the reason why I have this analogy is because we had the world's largest bumper car track at Six Flags Great America. The second largest is in California at Six Flags. And the whole idea of this, how I kind of came to mind of how this kind of made sense to me, was that bumper cars work off of electricity. So the ceiling is metal. The bumper cars touch the ceiling with their pole, comes down, goes through the motor, and then down to the ground. Your tax dollars are like electricity. Government's a, you know, comfy business to be in because you people work for their money, and then it goes into the kitty, and it's different than producing I shouldn't say it's different because they provide services, but it's a different dynamic. So imagine your tax dollars electricity, right? I'm gonna play a video for you, and it's from Six Flags. During Fright Fest, they turn the lights off in the bumper car track, and I want you to pay attention to the ceiling when the bumper cars are going. So if you can look on the ceiling where that metal touches, there's a spark that comes off. And that's from the metal rod periodically not touching the ceiling, and there's a spark. And that spark is wasted energy that could be going through the motor to make things run. And new bumper cars have rollers that eliminate the spark. And the thing with this video is that everybody is enjoying. I can almost guarantee you that nobody on this ride is thinking about wasted energy on the roof. But it's something that needs to be looked at. Everything's working fine. The whole village is working fine. But those sparks with somebody that wants to get in there and make those sparks go away and go into the motor instead of wasted energy. That's my goal. That's my analogy. I'm sticking to it. It was an excuse to look up some bumper car videos, and I hope it kind of clarifies like my mindset a little bit on how to make your dollars work harder and have strong services in the community. And then also, I like that sign. Everybody's got their, I just miss that sign. It's like, it's home to me. So let me know in the comments if you like that sign. Let me know in the comments if there's anything I said that kind of that you align with. And then also, you know, I enjoy putting these shows together for you. I did have one mention. When I have these kind of one-on-ones, I try not to mention too many other than like local events. I try not to mention. Because I understand, like, I'm a squeaky wheel. You know, there's a lot of people that wish that this podcast didn't exist. And I'm embracing the squeaky wheel. I enjoy standing up for family, your family, and that will never change. So if there's anything I said that you agree with or disagree with, I want to hear from you. VoicesCarry@proton.me. That's voicescarry@proton.me. And you can always comment. We do our, let's see if I pulled it in. Boom. We just started our Sleepless in Carry, kind of a nod at Sleepless in Seattle. Sleepless in Carry is a phone-in where you can call in, and it's live. What could possibly go wrong with a live call-in show? Call in, ask me whatever you want. No swear. I have a dump button. Just don't swear, and you won't hurt my feelings, trust me. I'm always here, so let me know what you'd like to see. It's gonna be fun, as they say in the bumper cars, buckle up. Thank you for joining me on this early episode of Voices Carry, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Buster. That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed. Or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Play nice.